Good evening and welcome to the statutory meeting of the Burnham Crouch Town Council, Tuesday the 19th of July 2020. 2022, I apologise. Members of the public and press are welcome to attend the meeting. Supporting documentation for agenda items held in the public session of this meeting will be available via the Council's website. Sound recording of the meeting. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be giving permission to be included in the recording. May we have apologies for absence?
Councillor Wilson.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councils have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the Town Council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Now I'm going to declare that I'm a member of the Burnham Sailing Club, which may have a bearing on the discussion of the Burnham Week. However, as the town's representative on the Burnham Week Committee, I think I should be able to contribute to the discussion, but not vote. Are members happy with that?
Yeah.
Right, moving on to Town Mayor's announcements.
Mr Mayor, I've got to declare with my usual Essex non-pecuniary, a member of Essex County Council and a member of Northern District Council, non-pecuniary to anything appertaining on the agenda that I've listed.
Thank you, Councillor Stamp. Which brings me to Town Mayor's announcements. Before I start my announcements of what I've actually been doing, we are in an amber warning for heat. And it's important that people remain hydrated, but if, like me, you've been drinking a lot of water, if you would like a comfort break at any point during the meeting, I'm quite willing to suspend the meeting while that happens. So just let me know. Thank you. Moving on to my announcements. I was delighted to put in an appearance at the St Mary's School PTA Summer Fete, which was a vibrant and lively affair. I also judged and decided winners for the Health and Wellbeing Logo Design Competition, and the winners were Teddy Clayton first, Lila Noonan second, both of the county primary, and third was Scarlett Drury of St Mary's. A certificate was awarded to each of them and a voucher for tickets to the Rio Cinema. With other council, it was a great fun to be clue number three on the BBC Radio Essex Quest, which saw me, Councillors Stamp and Rawlinson, interviewed live outside the Tommy Garden. Representing Burnham, I attended the chair of Essex County Council's reception, which was a very grand affair with lots of other chains in attendance. I was also, I think this is important, co-opted onto the staff committee to replace Councillor Mumford, and I want to go on record as saying that I'm impressed by the hard work and dedication of Councillors Rawlinson, Wilson and Stan. Finally, and very proudly, I was part of the welcome line-up when HRH Princess Anne visited the Royal Corinthian. I was in the line next to the Chief Constable, and to be so close to a policeman and not have to produce my driving licence was a welcome change.
Can I just say, Mr Mayor, that's all right, I'd like to say how nice it is that you've got out and about and you're representing the town. It was great fun, and I think it's been noted around the town that your presence is there. And I'd also like to thank you for doing that, because I think it's important.
Thank you. Item 4, sadly to accept the resignation of the Deputy Town Mayor, Councillor Mary-Ann Mumford, and to elect a new Deputy Town Mayor for 2022-2023. Do we have nominations for Deputy Mayor?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Rawlinson.
I'll second that.
And there are no other nominations?
No.
Then all those in favour? Well done, Councillor Rawlinson. Perhaps you'd like to come up here and bring your name tag. Council, welcome to the vote.
Okay.
Item 5, acceptance of resignations of Councillors Bell, Stanbury and Carter. To accept the resignations of Councillor Bell, Councillor Stanbury and Councillor Carter, which I think we accept.
Noted,
thank you. Minutes. to confirm and sign the minutes of the Town Council held on Tuesday 21st June 22, to confirm and sign outstanding minutes of meetings of the Town Council held on dates to be confirmed at the meeting.
We've also got the 15th of February 2022 and the 24th of January 2022.
Are people happy to accept those minutes?
I'm happy to accept them, but can I just actually ask, minute number 18, the United Dental Councils, has the council written to them?
No, there has been some correspondence with Sarah Sayers, so we need to...
Yeah, it's just to note that one really, but I'm happy to agree.
Agreed. Thank you.
Yeah, great.
Hence, moving on to planning committee meetings. To sign the confirmed minutes of the planning meetings held on Tuesday 21st June 2022 and Tuesday 5th of July 2022. Do I need to sign just the top copy? Right. Well, presumably it's a signature on the first page and initials on the second. They're double sided as well.
Can I go and get the deputy mayor's chair now so we can wear it? Because it's a statutory meeting.
I think that's a good idea. Staffing committee meetings, to receive and agree the signed minutes from the staffing committee for noting 10th June 2022, 17th June 2022 and the 24th of June 22 and 8th of July 2022.
The 8th of July,
but they've gone past the chairman of the staffing committee.
So I think we can agree them, and I will sign them when they're supposed to.
You need to sign them, yes, please, in that council. And I commended Clark for getting them out, because we've had a very busy time.
Public participation session with respect to items on the agenda. We have no members of the public present. Town Clerk's report.
Okay, so Ormiston Rivers Academy have contacted us with regards to partnership working. They said it would be something like shadowing the admin officer or the clerk to see what our roles are, or just general community events. One thing that sprung to mind for me would be the remembrance service, where they could come and assist us with tea, coffee, etc. So the lady has, I explained to her that there was a restructuring going on, and she said that she would contact us again after the summer holidays with a view to partnership working.
Can I just ask exactly what that, does that mean sort of people from the school getting a view of how local authority works?
Yeah, just really, I think they're approaching lots of different businesses and employment centres in the area.
Are members in favour?
I think it's a good idea.
Does that move on?
Yep.
Right, moving on to diary dates. Those have been circulated, I believe. And item 12, coordinator's report. Chair of Purposes, Councillor Stamp.
I think we've just agreed a couple of things, but I think massive, I can't think that I've had to organise everything. You've not been after me for money, have you, this time? Jenny's not been after me. So now nothing's ready to report, only that what we have agreed has gone through with the town clerk first and then removed. So we're working quite closely together so the other one knows what the other one's doing.
The only thing that we've got outstanding is the gelato.
I was going to say, where is the invoice? I noticed it wasn't on the list.
No.
We did agree that it was going to be another comeback.
And it wasn't the comeback.
Yeah.
Can we agree it though and get it paid so it can go on this list when we get to the list, Mr. May?
I'll put it
in.
So you're suggesting that we agree it so it can be approved for payment?
Yeah. So if you want to say the amount and we get it pinned, we can agree it on this. Otherwise at the end of the, it'll be in September, you can't expect them to write on.
But that can come under account item 15, surely?
Yeah.
So we can, while it's being transferred, we can move on to Councillor Rawlinson for Highways.
Not a lot to report. I'm going to get some help in getting the quotes for Providence chased because we've still only got one, so I'm going to have to revisit this, I think, unfortunately.
Okay.
I had an email from a resident in Devonshire Road complaining about a car parking on double yellow lines, but when you closely inspected the double yellow lines, they'd actually painted the double yellow lines at either side of the car and not underneath it, because the car was parked there the day they went and done the yellow lines. That has now been rectified. I put it up to set, and they jumped all over it and brought it back, and the yellow lines have now been, and I've not had any more emails confirming or saying that there's any more issues up there. And I have to say, having been out of the school run the last few days, it's actually been quite nice to get down there without parked cars, so that seems to be working. I think the highway is just about it.
I received a letter from the carnival committee complaining about the state of the road again.
Right.
So I don't know if you could, I'll do it again from Essex, but we have spoken about it and I can't see them doing anything. We are having some pavement work, apparently.
We are.
It's out by the bridge.
Well,
it's further down as well, but it is up the bridge as well.
It's straight bank traffic lights.
And there's traffic lights have appeared there, so I'm guessing that's going to start imminently. Probably supposed to start today, but it's been too hot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know anything about this. It's only the fact I've come across somebody messaged me with a copy of a letter that they've been sent to business. But yeah, they're going to be closing quite the last 6 months, by the sounds of it.
But it's not going to close, is it? All they're going to do is put an alternative so you can still have access.
They're going to allow shops access, but they're going to be working on pavement either side. I can't remember the exact detail where it starts, but basically it's going to be the high street. But it looks like it's the railway bridge as well.
Sorry, can I just confirm it's
Devonshire Road? Devonshire with the yellow line, that's been sorted.
And the carnival committee, which road are they complaining about?
In general. But I did a report with Councillor Stamp, who was going to take it back to ECC, but knowing what they're...
And they probably melted and filled themselves in there.
They may well have done today. I haven't checked, I must admit.
Does that conclude what we need to discuss?
That's down for highlights.
Which brings us on to environment, and I think one of the issues that we've got is that with members of the council who had the environment portfolio resigning dramatically, leaving us with quite a lot of things outstanding, the environment portfolio is one that needs managing, but we have limited resources. And I think, is there anything, I understand that there was a query about a tree, but we no longer own that tree, is that correct?
I don't know about the tree. I know that Councillor Carter brought it up, the tree. Is it outside one stop or somewhere, on a ship or something? Or is this the one
on... No, that was on the one on Mossy Green.
Oh, the one of Pippins?
Yes.
Worcester Road?
Yeah.
I don't know, I've not heard any more. Somebody said to me that there's some diseased trees on Worcester Road as well.
I wouldn't have looked, and I mean there's some discoloration of the leaves, but I don't know that they're diseased as such. But I'm no expert on that.
We're actually due for a tree inspection, so I'd like to propose that we go for the 3 quotes and ask for to come to council in September to actually do our tree inspection of what we own, and what then they can look at the one that's on outside the house or whatever it's called, wherever that one is, and the ones on there, and then they can do any major works on them.
Okay,
if anybody sees it, sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Mayor, if they see that anything's an emergency health and safety risk, then we obviously need to act.
Councillor Donnelly.
Just on the environment, I got a message at the weekend. There's been a whole lot of litter dumped in the little panels brook up a few behind the church. Because Councillor Carter removed me from the litter picking volunteers group after she resigned, I can't shout out to the other volunteers. I just haven't got the time myself to trek up to the top of town doing it at the moment with everything.
Is it a flighter?
She sent me a photo. It looks like a load of leaflets. I'd imagine it's an individual who's supposed to be putting in through letters by the looks of it, or possibly a school kid who's dumped a load of school related things. It's a load of leaflets, flyers, some description of bags working.
Yeah. I'll try and look this week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put a day on it, but I will try.
Thank you, Councillor Williamson.
Mr. Mayor, I've got some updates on Skippers.
Please.
I've called Skippers, and I didn't actually realise, because I've got the previous contract and the present contract, but we constantly paid for outside Tommy's garden to be maintained,
yeah.
And it hasn't been maintained. But I've spoken to them, and they're going to do it, they're going to start on it. They're also going to give us an uplift for the dementia bed there. They're now actually watering 4 times a week, not 2. And I hope you don't mind, but that was necessary, otherwise all our plants and planters would die. And also they're going to provide us an uplift and a quote to outside savages. You know, the...
Oh, right. Previously maintained by council.
Yeah,
ex-council Norman.
Yeah, so they're going to send it in September. I've also instructed them not to deal with any individual councillor email addresses, that everything goes through the office. And they're going to put that on their system. So you can ring them, but please, anything to do with email goes through the office.
Sorry, if I can ask a question. The end of the Northern District Council made some money available for some plants. What's actually happening with that?
We simply don't know.
That was Councillor Carter.
And also, there's money available from the £300 a year or whatever it is for. The railway
gives it £50 at a time in vouchers, but they do let me set them up, because myself and Councillor Bell in the past had kept one voucher, so the one we had 2, we could buy more. But that's £50 several times a year, probably £350. The free rail travel that comes alongside of it, they should have that.
Some handover correspondence from Councillor Carter, by which we're actually watering, Barry is watering, a tree at the station. On the embankment, but the situation, as I understand it, is that the volunteers can't work there because it's unsafe, and the correspondent says that they're not willing to make it safe or to address the issues that Councillor Carter raised.
Well, that was what happened at the last council meeting, and she wanted to take it over herself, and we said she can't make that decision.
That's right.
So we've got to decide whether you're going to write to them. I think we agreed you were going to write to them as the mayor. But I think we just need to make contact with them, because the gentleman who is in control of the station house contract, so to speak, is dealing with me, and they're going in next week to look at it, to look at the state of it. So I think if it's all right, I'd like to propose that the new assistant takes on more in the short term the environment role, just to tide us over until we decide what councillors, if they're going to come on to be co-opted. I think we need to be careful of a councillor taking on the role and then leaving or not doing the role, because it is getting us into so much trouble every time. I think we need to safeguard against it, and it needs to, if it can, be going through the officer.
So we're suggesting that the officer keeps a working document, a record of issues reports back.
Yeah, and they take the lead in it until we have a councillor, and even when we do get a councillor, that the office deals with skippers and everybody else, and it goes through the office. And
where it, where extra cash might be required, it comes to council for approval.
Well, it goes to the clerk.
It goes to the clerk.
And then if it's normally it comes to me.
If it's de minimis, we can.
The officer's assistant to report to council or provide a report.
Provide a report to council.
That would be very useful, thank you.
Yeah,
that's a step forward, thank you very much.
It should help.
So, are we happy with the progress that we've got in the environment?
Yeah.
Which is not satisfactory, but with it's probably the best we can manage at the moment.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have got lots of individual litter picking people who are still litter picking. They do it all the time. They're all the sun heroes. They don't just come on a Sunday litter pick. They do it all the time, different areas of the town.
And we're very grateful to people.
We are definitely very grateful.
Thank you. District Council's report. Councillor Stamp, do
you yes, have I actually attended SNR, Strategy and Resources, last week, and I managed to get through the assistance of the chair, Madam Chair, who's Councillor Sue White. We got an updated statement from Maldon District about the town pontoon, and I think we may have a slight issue. Is they have agreed, in theory, to it needs replacing and needs replacing. It can't be repaired. It's totally plastic shelf. We're waiting on the Environment Agency to come back regarding the damage of the steps, the step bit of the thing. But they're looking at trying to get funding. The funding is not until 24, 25. So I said you will have a fight on your hands, and so they are doing. They're trying to do everything they can, but they are aware that negotiations need to take place to bring it forward. But I just think it's important because I did a talk at one of the sailing clubs on Wednesday, and I was absolutely hammered by the people who was at the lunch about the pontoon. And that's why I asked for it to be open and transparent. It is actually on the website, Maldon's website for updates. But it is what it is. So what we need to do is we need to wait. It's coming to council in September. And everybody needs to pay attention, watch it or whatever. And then we need to decide what to do as a council. Because we need to look at the possibility, I feel.
Is that Burnham Town Council?
That's right. Maldon District. Yeah, it's going to full council.
Ah.
To bid. Nothing can be passed, it's like here, nothing it has to go through the chain. And then it will be agreed what progress they're going to make and what they're going to do. But I do think as a council that if it's not going to progress how we want it, we need to. I'm sorry, Maldon District, but I have warned you, rally the town.
So to sum up, we're at the mercy of Maldon District Council, but as our councillor, you're pushing them as hard as you can, and we've notified them that there will be civil unrest if the outcome of the September meeting is unsatisfactory.
Yeah, I told them.
Well, I think that's exactly what the people of Burnham would expect from us.
Residents won't pay their council tax.
No, don't say that. Okay, put in jail.
We'll strike Councillor Hall's remark from the record. Okay, thank you. Town Council representatives' reports going around the table. Councillor Coles?
What group are you on, love? What have you done? Napping?
Sort out Christmas lights.
Does that not come under later?
No, there's no Christmas lights on the agenda tonight.
Oh, right.
No, we've had the contract and everything come back. We just wait for lamps and tubes report. The stress is on lampposts. Me and Joe confirmed the designs and things, and it's about to sign up.
So we are on target for a better Christmas display than ever before.
Hopefully,
yeah.
I think people of Burnham will appreciate that.
The only thing that we were discussing was obviously the tree that was out here was subject to vandalism.
We're not having it again.
So we're not having it again because of the ongoing costs.
Yeah.
But can we have a different approach?
You've got a suggestion?
Oh, I told him we weren't going to bother because we were worried about the vandalism. We've just gone for the 6 lampposts we decorated in the clock tower. We did have a snowman and Christmas tree outline come back, and a big picture frame that people can stand inside and obviously take photos. But the risk of the vandalism, we would have to pay the full price to replace the product if they were vandalised, which could be thousands. So I think
so the risk for the council was too great.
Yeah, but if we could get a Christmas tree from the Lions, for also outside the council offices, and obviously get some lights for that ourselves. You know.
We can do, can't we? We've never done it there. Well,
there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. Are members happy for Councillor Cole to proceed on that basis?
Yeah, and get some, you might need some new lights. What's that been paying?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it fine? The second lot of lights that we...
That's
all right. I don't know if I'm doing this again or not, I'll ask.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so there is an issue about lights, but you will resolve that before the next meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Donnelly.
The Velocity Users Group, they're still looking at getting their AGM together. I believe they're in conversation with the office trying to figure out a date they can use.
Yeah.
But other than meeting with them, that's been it this month.
Thank you. Councillor Rawlinson.
I have to apologise. I was supposed to have attended a Crouch Harbour Authority meeting, but I was in Norfolk on a training course of work, just didn't get back in time. So, unfortunately, I haven't made
But the
that
minutes will come through to us in due course. Thank you. I have a Burnham Week report. There was a Zoom meeting and three issues concerned the council. Has the £500 agreed for the fireworks actually been paid to Burnham Week?
This year?
Yes.
Not similar to anything. Have they requested it?
Well, it's in the budget and it's taken for granted that
yeah,
we...
They have to send an invoice. If they send us an invoice, we can help it on the process.
Right. I would advise Burnham Week that they need to send an invoice for the fine. You've already answered the process for erecting the Burnham Week banner the same as last year, and all provisions licence is still current.
Yes,
I believe that's okay.
But we did previously we engaged with the community engagement team
and Barry,
so we will need potentially some councillors to assist.
That's right, but do we therefore need the Burnham Week committee? It'll be John Saunders, I imagine, to actually arrange a time.
Yes. So we need to usually, last year what we did was the community engagement team liaised with John Saunders directly, and they did it between them, but obviously if we need some councillors.
What do councillors actually do?
Well, somebody needs to know what Barry does, because I've never done the banner.
Well, I've done it. All you do is you sort of free it, and it's John's approach. You have to just tie it up, basically. It's like hoisting a sail. I'll talk to John Saunders and get him to arrange through the office the involvement of the community engagement team and ask what support he needs from Bats Lee. Look, I've done it before.
The server previously, do we need details of their insurance?
Yes.
So we will need an up-to-date insurance. And Burnham Carnival, I believe they used to put a banner up as well.
Oh. I don't know if they did last time. They put it around
the railings.
Christmas fair. The Carnival banner is always, from my understanding, there was a dispute to do with insurance and things like that.
So they didn't put it up because they didn't have the insurance.
If they want to do it, they need to provide insurance as well, because the one that we've got the file is outdated.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to forward an invitation list for the cocktail party. Now, do we have an existing list? And it strikes me that we're funding half of this, so we must make sure that at least the people we want to invite are invited. Now, I would check with Burnham Week who they invite, but I presume that will be people like the Morgan District Council, Chair of Morgan District Council, the Lord Lieutenant, the High Sheriff, whether they come or not is a different matter. But is there anybody apart from all existing current councillors that we think should be invited by the Burnham Town Council?
So, last year, contact details were requested for the High Sheriff, Morgan District Council Chairman, Morgan District Council Leader, Essex County Council Chairman, and Essex County Council Vice Chairman.
Well,
I think, to be realistic, if we go back to...
Well, Although, to be fair, the Lord Lieutenant, I think, is actually a local sailor. Jennifer.
She came when I was there.
Yeah. And she was there for the Princess Anne as well. Mm. So she's obviously connected with the local sailors and loves.
We haven't getting an invite list other than those and obviously the councillors.
Right.
We don't know an invite.
No.
It's not down to us.
Oh, okay.
It's right, so we will. We believe those are the invites that we invite last asked for. All current councillors. Do we have any suggestions of anybody else we would like to attend?
No, because it's usually that, and then do you let them know, don't you? You send an email with the dignitary's name on it.
So, can we devolve that to the town clerk and the new assistant? Thank you. That's all the issues raised with Burnable Week. So I will get back to them to raise an invoice for the fireworks.
Yeah.
I will get back to them to contact through John Saunders the erection of the banner and to see a copy of their insurance. Okay, thank you. Moving on to accounts and transfer of funds. To approve the payment of accounts for July 2022 and to agree a transfer of funds to meet the Town Council's financial requirements. We all had those, Councillor Stan.
Yeah, can I make a proposal that we include the gelato Italiano, whatever it is?
Okay, so that invoice was for £840.
Gross, yeah, and also just to highlight, the town clerk was concerned that we double paid the Essex Pension Fund. The £113.93 is back payment for March because there's an error. So just so you know the other records. And also, I think I've put them in. I've paid for the planters outside the town sign and I've put a little ticket in. I don't know where it's gone. I'll see if I can find it. And also some flowers for something else that I'd like my money back for. And also, I think we need to send some flowers and thank you for the person who's leaving tomorrow. I tried to get into the shop but it was closed till tomorrow, but I'd like permission of one of them to anyway buy some flowers and thank you for all the hard work she's done over the years because Julie leaves tomorrow.
I think that's fine.
Definitely.
And can I ask the town clerk if she can look out for whether it be checking the accounts or whatever emails for the auditor bill, because that came forward. I understand, I don't think I've seen it, but it would have come. So can we, in theory, agree, we don't know how much it is, but it needs paid, so can we ask the town clerk to
naturally
find the auditor
that will be
and
paid.
Pay it?
Should be paid. Can I just ask the situation on approving payments for Unity Bank? Are they still doing it on one payment? Or
yeah. We'll get that looked at over there.
You can change that now. We've got only four.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. I propose that we accept those.
Agreed.
With the amendment from Councillor Stamp that we include the gelato and the
flowers.
The flowers and the
plants,
and the auditor's.
The auditor's fee.
And the auditor's.
Okay. Thank you. Internal controls. All members have received a copy of the updated statement of internal controls drafted by the town clerk. Members are requested to consider and adopt the above. Now, I've read it and it looks acceptable. Well done, town clerk, for preparing it. Thank you.
Jen, you have to propose. Mr. Ben, you have to propose it.
I propose that we accept those.
I second it.
Agreed.
As agreed.
And can that be minuted that it's from the chair and I seconded it and we agreed it, please?
Okay. Risk management. All members have received a copy of the risk management scheme drafted by the town clerk. Members are requested to consider, amend if necessary, and adopt the above.
Would you, Mr. Mayor, would you like me to just speak 1 minute on this and say what
yes,
the changes
yes, please.
Were from the previous ones? So a couple of things have come off. Some of the things have stayed on the yellow boxes, like the allotments. We still haven't finished it, but we have got everything ready to go. The new assistant is working hopefully Thursday to actually finish off all the scanning because the scanner broke down. So much information it didn't save. And you'll see that there's still a couple of things on there. But some things have come off. I've raised the risk level on staffing because it was lower last time, but I think with all due respect to the staffing issues that we've had, I've raised the risk level on that with the town clerk's agreement. But I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm expecting the mayor to come down and say some of the risks are too high, because he always thinks they're too high, and he comes down and he argues at his meeting.
No, I don't actually. I'm looking at those. I think the two areas that stand out as far as I'm concerned are the station house and the website. I think those issues do need resolution.
Are you happy with the level of risk?
I am happy I've gone through them, and I think with the assumption that the station house and website need focus on because of the risk assessment, because the size of the risk associated with them is quite significant. I think it's a very good job, and thank you, Councillor Stan. I'm proposing that we accept the risk assessment.
Councillor John Lee seconded.
Right, all in favour. Thank you. Asset register. A local authority should maintain the primary document as part of the system of financial control of its assets. All members have received a copy of the council's asset register carried out by a professional valuer. Do we simply note that we've all had a copy of that, or do we need to accept it? I propose that we accept it. I've got a slight issue about how we define what is operational. The valuation, hang on a minute. There's a total valuation of 696,960. Then when I look at the way it's apportioned council assets 2021, the arithmetic doesn't actually seem to add up between the two pages. No, the total agrees, but the building apportionment just had a query on that, but it was the difference. There's a figure somewhere for operational and a figure for
it's in the folder, Joe. I think it's in the envelope.
Oh, that's right, it's page 12.
There should be numbers on the back of it.
Well, I've got page 12 here. Do those two figures out at the top figure? Because there's one point, some other figures somewhere that don't add up.
Yes, it does.
Right. I couldn't find the list of specialised property. That was all right. The definition of specialised property is to which ones we own. But I suggest we take that offline. It's a small procedural operation. So, are members happy to note that we have an asset register and approve it in its current form?
Yeah, and can we note it that we have actually done it by professional valuer, because last time we got picked up on it on the audit. That's why it's been done professionally.
So the standards of the RICS, except where noted.
Exactly. So, are you going to propose it, Mr. Mayor?
I'm proposing that we accept it.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Agree.
Thank you.
Right, now this is where I'm going to read quite a lot of information about. Annual governance statement, accounting statements, and annual governance and accountability return, the AGAR 2021-22. All members have received a copy of the reports on A. Members to note the annual internal audit report for 2021-22. B. Members to consider the annual governance statement, review of the effectiveness of the systems of internal control, and approved by resolution, section 1, the annual governance statement of the annual governance and accountability return for 2020-21. The chairman of the clerk of the meeting will sign the annual governance statement. Members to consider and approve by resolution, section 2, accounting statements, the annual governance and accountability return for 2021-22. The chairman and RFO of the meeting will sign the accounting statement. Members to note that the arrangements will be made for the publication of information required by Local Audit and Accountability Act 2014, sections 26 and 27 of the Accounts and Audit Regulations 2015, S1 2015/234, including the period for the exercise of public rights. Having said that, yeah, I know. I've done this once before.
Have you? Did
you get it wrong? No, I got it wrong last. Basically, I think it's a series of statements that we put a tick against, and you all have to approve that we're happy. Ticks have now been added by the town clerk. We have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements. If we say yes, that means prepared in accounting statements in accordance with the accounts and audit regulations.
Agreed.
Agreed?
Agreed.
We maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption, and reviewed its effectiveness. Answering yes means that we have made proper arrangements and accepted responsibility for safeguarding the public money and resources in our charge.
Agreed.
Three. We took all
risks. Agreed.
If you would all say a little bit louder, it would help. We took all reasonable steps to assure ourselves that there are no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations, and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances. Answering yes, we have only done what is in our legal power to do and are compliant with proper practices in doing so.
Agreed.
Four, we provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and audit regulations. Yes means that during the year we gave all persons interested the opportunity to inspect and ask questions about this authority's accounts.
Agreed.
We carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and or external insurance cover where required. Yes means we've considered and documented the financial and other risks we face and dealt with them properly.
Agreed.
Six, we maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems. We have arranged for a competent person, independent of the financial controls and procedures, to give an objective view on whether the internal controls meet the needs of this smaller authority.
Agreed.
Seven, we took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit. Yes means that we responded to matters brought to our attention by internal and external audit. Agreed. Eight, we considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after the year end have a financial impact on this authority, and where appropriate have included them in the accounting statements, which means we disclosed everything it should have done about its business activity during the year, including events taking place after the year end, if relevant.
Agreed.
Nine, for local councils only. Trust funds, including charitable, in our capacity as the sole managing agent, we discharged our accountability, responsibilities for the fund's assets, including financial reporting, and if required, independent examination or audit. It means we've met all our responsibilities, whereas a body corporate, if we're sole managing agent for a local trust or trust.
But we don't do that.
Right. So I just simply sign this.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can I say thank you to the town clerk and to Councillor Stamp for the hard work they put into making sure we're compliant? And
yeah, it is.
I propose that we accept it. I've already signed it.
I'll second it.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Well done, everybody.
Well done. Awesome. Particularly Councillor Stamp and the Town Clerk.
Thanks,
well,
everybody.
Okay. Moving on to IT equipment.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. I don't have to pay you anything, do I? Hang on, Councillor Rawlinson has asked for a break. I'm going to suspend the meeting for a couple of minutes. I'm resuming the meeting after a slight pause. IT equipment, to discuss the provision of equipment upgrade for office, to discuss and pass any resolutions as necessary. Councillor Stamp.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, can I suggest that we have the IT equipment in the office, the desktop, both desktops and screens upgraded? Can we suggest, do we have to go for the three quotes, or can we just use our preferred IT
supplier? I would think it makes sense to use our preferred supplier, because they're our current supplier, they know our requirements. And I've always found that if you buy the equipment off somebody and then expect somebody else to service it, they each blame each other for it not being adequate.
And plus it's a local business.
Yeah.
I think that's important too.
And also, Mr. Mayor, I think we need to look at providing two new laptops for the new members of staff.
Right.
And I think we need to get them to give us a proper high spec that they can both have one that they can either work from the office or work remotely. So you'd have one for each officer. So the chief officer will have to have everything on it, but the assistant would have the planning on it and just the general stuff, and then sort out the email.
Councillor Rawlinson.
Are the spec of the ones we've got adequate?
I don't think so.
Can you do access the microphone and the camera on your one?
Looks like it.
Yeah,
it's
cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I think yours will probably.
I'll get some advice, shall I? Because the supplier knows what he deals with on the black.
Just the only thing we need to be mindful is if we ever had to go back to remote meetings, that's what we're doing.
Do we have any reservations about the software and the.
He's going to upgrade it to Ultra 365, so we're all going to be sharing an iCloud, you know, whatever they're called, so everything's all going
to be possible. Not
with Microsoft. It is the Microsoft cloud.
Well, what the cloud is then? Sorry, I just know it's a cloud.
Is it Share 360?
Yeah, that's it, Share 360. So if I can make the proposal, we get a quotation for September's meeting then.
All approved?
Approved.
But I do think we need to look at the. Do we need to look at basic infrastructure on servers and things like that?
Yeah. We did spend to have all this stuff done a few years ago, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
So we just
but I'm talking about. We run a server.
Yeah, we do.
Now, what do we run the server on?
It's in the.
No, I mean, it's the software.
I don't know.
I would like this quote to include the robustness of our server, because we've had several instances of. Not being able to recall documents from the server.
Yeah, we have had issues where things have sort of gone off the system, and sometimes if one of us is working remotely and somebody else takes over, you know, if the provider takes the supplier takes over, then we don't actually get told and. You just think what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit random, but I think that would be a lot more streamlined with the new structure.
Yeah. So what
right,
we
but
do
you will things. You will make sure that the guy doing the quote knows that the inadequacies or the problems that have been experienced with the server, the server mainframe structure. Councillor Coles.
Is it worth the IT guy doing an assessment on our cyberware protection? So obviously hacking's become
it's a very good point.
We did do it under general purposes because we felt that it was important and it was within budget, so we've gone for it and went
to
one thing that we might need to look at is providing a corporate diary so that we can upload things for reminders. Obviously you've got the new structure, so you've got the van insurance, van tags, all these different things that the new members of staff are not going to be aware of, so it might be as for the next year as a process.
That's a very good point. It's a good point. It's certainly something I suggested when I was mayor, and I've still got the structure of it if you want it. Okay, thank you. Does that bottom out all the discussions on IT equipment? Right. 21, grants and donations. No requests have been received at this meeting.
Can I make a suggestion, please, Mr. Mayor? Can we do some advertising?
Sorry, we have had one late request.
Right.
Which was from the carnival committee. Okay, I have the agenda published.
What?
Is there any explanation of what it's to be used for?
Well, on the basis if you don't ask, you don't get, I understand why they might have said that, but previously on the Nations of the Carnival Committee have been £1,000, usually earmarked for specific things like security or first aid,
yeah,
which were for the benefit of the people of Burnham.
It was earmarked for security, but it was a request of 2,100 as everything has gone up.
As what?
Everything has gone up.
I suppose it was random amount, the 100.
I mean, the only godsend is, but then you can't keep spending it, is that we're not having a key day, so that money could be transferred over if you wanted,
yeah,
to spend that much money, but it's whether you want to
well,
spend that much money.
I would be
and they've got to produce a set of accounts before you give that.
Yeah,
money.
I think,
and
also, it'd be interesting to know why the security has doubled in price in the course.
I've got a feeling that security's increased because of, unfortunately, the lack of volunteers. I found a few years ago when I was chairman, on actual carnival night, the lack of volunteers and obviously led to increase the amount of security personnel you had to hire for the event to actually go ahead. And I should think it's getting harder and harder with red tape. I know when we had the SAG meeting at Morgan a few years ago, it was it was quite difficult for the event to be granted to go ahead. I think it was.
Well, we need an explanation from the Carnival Committee. We need to see their finances. And welcome an explanation for why the quote is the way it is.
Right. Explanation.
Thank you.
And can we meet? They will want that, mind you now. I think this is the end of September, isn't it? So we do meet before that to be able to agree.
Yes, we do.
If it's worth it, because they didn't have anything last year and we have got the money, then I would say, but it's got to be worth it. It's got to be proven. But it would only ever be a one-off. Only ever be a one-off.
It must have established a precedent for the future, because
exactly,
if the problem is the lack of volunteers, we can't subsidise it.
Exactly.
We can't subsidise something which is not as successful as one might have hoped.
Yeah. So it is. We need the quote for the security.
Yeah, so we need a written quote for it. So the actual costs from the company. Because we know you shot that invoice through.
Yes, we do.
Right. So explanation.
And copy of their accounts. All different accounts.
I would say go back 4 years.
I don't think we really need to.
No.
Yeah.
Just enough to give us a view of their current financial
exactly
situation.
Carnival and inform them it will be discussed at the September meeting.
It needs
to be discussed by the September meeting, because otherwise we won't be able to give them the cash before the carnival itself.
Unless we agree to delegate it between the mayor and the deputy mayor in the recess with the town clerk, that they are satisfied that they've seen all their accounts.
I would have thought if it is for security, they'll have 30 days to pay the invoice after the event, I would have thought.
I would prefer it to come to full council.
A lot of money, isn't it? So
that it will come to full council in September.
Yeah. Okay, item 22, the casual vacancy. To receive an update from the temporary town clerk, to resolve that the town council co-op to fill the vacant seats in the north and south ward of the town, and that the notices of co-option be published for a period of 28 days.
All the district council have been given all of the notices, and we haven't had any response.
You have to request it. You can tell them that members have resigned, but you have to formally request it, because I asked previously, and just to find out, And the officer turned around and said, you have not formally requested it, so until it is, I'll need you if I can find it.
So they were out for...
Yeah.
We will send a copy of the notice of county vacancy once it has been published.
What I'd like to know is that the process is underway,
yes,
and that we would be able to interview potential councillors at the September meeting.
So have you, through you, Mr. Mayor, have you sent the notice of casual vacancy?
Yes, for all four councillors.
So then, yeah, so you've done everything you're supposed to do. Until you get it back, when did you send it?
Last correspondence.
Are we responsible for
advertising?
Times, right.
It says, the last one I spoke to in June, she said, we have not received a copy of the notice of casual vacancy, which we need in order to advise if an election has been called by at least 10 local government electors in the...
So resignations were received on the 22nd of June.
Yeah.
And the notice is waiting. And you were going within that week.
Now, I had a query, which was that if we receive an application for a post on the council and we don't think that applicant is suitable, do we have the right not to accept them?
Right. Now, I was asked this question. My understanding is, and I think it maybe needs to be checked by somebody than me, is you cannot refuse if there's only one position and one person applies for it.
That's my understanding as well.
Okay.
But then I have seen another parish council, not one that I come to work for, that has a policy that they don't have to co-opt.
But I don't think that's legal.
No,
that's,
I'm not
100%.
Can we check the ALC? Because as you know, we've had applications in the past where luckily we've had a couple of applicants. But one of the applicants was desperately unsuitable.
How can you quantify desperately unsuitable? It's only if they've broken the law, or and then they're not allowed to apply anyway. So that's the grey area.
Well, I perhaps the desperately unsuitable was unfortunate, but the kind of person we would not want on the council. If we can't, we can't. But
my understanding is that if you have one vacancy and one.
What happened?
You'll co-opt at the next meeting.
Okay, fine. Well, that makes things...
We will check, though.
It makes it even more important that we spread the message as possible and get as many people to choose from as we can. And I presume that... incidentally, item 21, I did put the notice that the Council Wilson prepared about grants and donations in the next Mayor's page.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, so let's move on to 23 pillbox benches. Receive an update to discuss and pass any resolutions necessary.
So a resident contacted me about the condition of the memorial benches that are up in the pillbox up near Rising Car. They sent me some pictures and there are planks missing. They look rotten and they seriously need the need for replacing or refurbishing. Obviously, we are responsible for those benches, from what I understand.
Do we know who we're responsible, or is it?
Yes,
we've heard from
Morden District Council.
Right.
Which obviously, they are a hazard if they are as rotten as they look. Obviously, if someone sits on them, they go through them, they hurt themselves, obviously. So we need to get those replaced or refurbished now.
But the bases are sound, is that right?
Yes.
Concrete bases are sound.
They're cast iron. So they need wire brushing, painting, and then obviously, but most importantly, the wood needs replacing or removing as soon as possible.
Is there a chance of replacing the benches with something which are more longer lived or less maintenance for sex, do you?
No, I contacted one of the ladies, the owners, and she was absolutely adamant. No, she just wanted it, because I checked with Matt Wilson how much a cost of replacement would be in, what's it, environmentally friendly materials.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to her, and she I think somebody's in the office, and she was very, very upset by it, because, she was. Anyway, I'm still in contact with her, I messaged her today.
But that...
They own it, she owns it, we didn't buy it, she owns the bench, the one you're talking about, she owns the bench. We just agreed to
maintain
it, and that's David.
So
it
is the lady happy.
And there's two benches up there.
Yeah, but the one that you're talking about, the one that keeps getting the plants pinched.
These are the ones up by Rice and Colour. I'm talking about on top of the pillbox.
Oh, okay. So I'm speaking the wrong ones.
Oh, up there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Priors ones.
Yeah.
No. These ones are up by Rice and Colour.
So we have the opportunity to use the current basis and perhaps look at a more robust maintenance-free op. Because you can now get benches that are maintenance-free.
So can I come back then? Because I was thinking about the wrong bench, Mr. Mayor, and I don't know who owns them.
Oh. Oh dear, okay.
Can we defer to the next meeting when somebody will come back with a
budget? We have got a budget.
So, hold on, let's have a look. So this is the one.
Yeah, I think they're both in a similar condition. One that has got planks missing.
That's up at Ross and Bob.
Yeah, up on top of the pillbox. Quite a few people will set up there.
I like it up there with the kids. It's got
no problem replacing them, but...
Replacing
them, won't they, guys? They're on
the pillbox.
That's
right
down at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So
it won't be, but
years ago, past Ross and Cole, wasn't you? And he's sort of at the end before you go over the slide.
Yeah, that's it.
Then the sewage works?
Across
the sewage works before you get to the side entrance to Wick Farm. I thought Environment Agency, because the pillbox is actually called the structure of the sea wall, and the Environment Agency on the sea wall.
So it looks as if we may not own them.
Further investigation is required.
Are they memorial benches?
Yes.
So presumably the person who's memorial knows how they got them in the first place.
Do you know the name? It'll only be on the picture. So
the complaint must have come from somebody.
Yes.
Can you trace it back to the complaint and ask for further details of when the bench was installed and why they think it's our problem?
They don't know, they won't know when they're installed. They're asking the question of who owns them as their risk.
Oh, so
they're
not their bench.
It's not Mrs. Figgis in memory of Arthur.
It's been brought to the council's attention, those benches need refurbishment and are at risk.
But we don't think those benches belong to us.
We don't know.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm not sure how we can find out. We need a definitive register of benches.
Malden District Council, aren't they?
Right.
So, first investigation, we will find out and bring back to the next meeting if necessary.
Thank you.
If you want to email Matt Wilson directly, he's really good.
Matt as well.
Yeah, he'll come back to you straight away.
Right, passing on to item 24, Burnham Week donation. To discuss a request from Councillor Coles to increase the donation given to Burnham Week, to discuss and pass any resolutions necessary. As I said earlier, I'm going to disqualify myself from voting, but as the rep on the Burnham Week Committee, I may have information that the Council finds useful.
I think that I'd like the Town Council to consider increasing our donation of £500 to Burnham Week to £1,500. Contribution towards the fireworks display that the whole town enjoys. Obviously, we've got the earmark reserves and things for Key Day.
We earmarked
£1,000 and an extra £1,000 for this year.
But in the Burnham Week budget, we only have £750.
I thought it was
£750. I know it. Councillor Coles, can I ask? Have you any idea of Burnham Week's finances?
No, I do not, but I think that we should.
You have to ask for them.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to have a copy of them.
When I asked Burnham Week, I was given figures for the last Burnham Week meeting. When I asked for meeting, I received some more information about the current Burnham Week. Now, I think there might be a slight... I can't exactly say exactly what's happening, because the stuff only came through this afternoon. But there is a difference between the profit and loss account of this current Burnham Week and the bank holdings of Burnham Wick Limited. There's no threat whatsoever of the fireworks not happening.
No, I don't disagree with that.
And I think any decision should be taken in terms of the overall view of the finances of Burnham Wick.
Which I can happily get. It's just it was mentioned.
But I think what if you do ask Burnham Wick, if you're willing to take this forward,
if you do ask
Burnham Wick, you should ask for their, not just their profit and loss account for this week year's Burnham Wick, but their bank holdings and their financial position as a whole.
Of course.
And I would also, oh sorry, not to answer that.
Sorry, I'm just wondering, obviously the £750 debt will have been a contribution for the cocktail party, won't it?
Well, I thought that was always £500.
The cocktail party is usually capped at £500,
yes,
but we pay half of it.
Because we did agree in the budget £750.
For the whole of the thing,
for
not
the whole donation.
Party.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be £500 for fireworks and £250 for the cocktail party, which doesn't seem quite right.
I thought the cocktail party was maximum of £500,
yeah,
or half of whatever.
That's how I understood it. And we have an agreement to pay £500 towards the fireworks.
I'd like to amend your proposal. Well, it's not a proposal, you haven't got the right information. But sorry. I think for next year, okay. I think we should stay the same this year, or give them an extra couple of £100, because the advertisement's already gone out, and Burnham Council is not recognised on it. The posters have gone out. There's no advertising. It's our residents' money, yes, our residents do enjoy it, and everybody enjoys it who goes. But if we are going to put that in, it's like the summer swimming. That year's put the posters out, and you've got Burnham Town Council in the middle for the summer swimming. So, you know, I think we need to be saying yes, you know, because we always get bad now. Burnham Council don't do anything, the council are lazy, blah, 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 blah. But when we're doing something really nice, like spending taxpayers' money, and we've also got to be concerned at the moment, money's tight. So to turn around and give them an extra, you know, we're already putting £500, which I think is a lot, for a cocktail party when you maximally get 10 or 15 councillors, and never known 10 councillors go, and the rest of it, I understand that, but that's for what I call the elite people. For the fireworks, then that's fine, but I don't agree with it this year, next year, but they've got to advertise from the beginning and on their banners, Burnham Town Council supports Burnham Week fireworks.
To be fair, on the Essex... On Essex Quest, I think I did put out the fact that we contributed to the fireworks and contributed also to the carnival. And that's also gone in the mayor's pages as well, so we will get a little bit of publicity for that.
But they should do it for us as well. Don't just keep taking our money and not actually saying that this council is working with these organisations.
And also, if I may, if they are mindful that they want a bigger donation next year, it would be advantageous to send letters in to us, maybe October time, towards the end of October. That would be for the Carnival Committee, Burnham Week, Key Day, because then that will contribute to our budget setting.
Presumably you have a contact on the Burnham Week Committee.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so...
It should really have gone through you, because you're their rep.
Yes, but I think it's gone sideways through Councillor Coles. I'm happy for Councillor Coles to take it forward.
But if normally it would go through the rep, like highways, it would go through him. Buses go through him.
Yeah. It's only because they discovered that I was a councillor and they said to you. Yeah.
So do we have a resolution on that, or do we just note it and say that Councillor Coles will come back with further information?
Try again next year.
Well, are you going to try again next year or try again this year retrospectively?
I'll try again. I'll get their accounts and things and try and bring it back to Council this year, but obviously
I think it should be for next year.
Yeah.
I think that maybe if you want to give an additional £250 or something, then I'm more than happy with that, but not 1,000, not without the advertising.
No, that's fair enough. So,
Do we have a proposal to give them an extra £250 towards the fireworks on top of the 500?
I'd leave it to me to find them. Do you want to do it, sure?
Something's better than nothing, where I'm from.
Is that a proposal?
I would like to propose that we give them an additional £250 this year, and I will mention what we've discussed about, you know, saying that for next year, and we can, should hopefully be able to increase our donation towards the fireworks next year, providing that obviously recognition is
given on the poster,
yeah.
And that they put a formal letter in October. If we have
requested
to budget for
it, yeah.
So, can I, Councillor Coles has made a proposal. Do we have a seconder?
I can. Could you ask them for an invoice for the whole thing?
Yeah, invoice. So, what's the total invoice?
So,
£750 for the fireworks. They will invoice the council for the cocktail party once the costs are known from the sailing club.
It's not £750 for the fireworks.
No. So they've got a £750 budget, which includes the cocktail party.
Well, then we can't give them an extra £250 for the fireworks.
You can give 500 for the cocktail party.
No, the cocktail party is whatever it costs.
But it wasn't the time before, because
we
had all this trouble ages ago.
I know. But what we will do is we will pay half the cocktail party to a maximum of £500. We have agreed £500 already for fireworks. Do we want to up that to 200?
We haven't agreed £500 for fireworks. Where
does
it say we've agreed
£500
for fireworks?
But it's always been we've always in the past given them £500 towards the fireworks.
Well, that's the budget now. So whatever was agreed at last year's budget.
Yeah, it's just bad when it was agreed £750.
Well, then when we
if you want to buy them, then you know.
Well, I don't necessarily want to buy any further money then.
Or we can take it from the grants and donations.
Well, no. Hang on. I thought that the usual line included £500 for the fireworks, which is the figure I've always worked with at Tolbert and think about, plus half of the cocktail party, which depends on the actuality of the. So if we haven't got a specific line item for the cocktail party, we just got £750, I think we should leave it as it is and see what the cocktail party works out at. Because they're expecting us to pay half of it to a maximum
£500.
£500.
But they usually get the £500.
I got the previous year's correspondence.
Well, it would have been the previous year's budget thing, which is on the table now.
So, I'm not quite sure where that leaves us. Are we going to wait until the cocktail party invoice comes through? And then, if necessary,
I've got a proposal. So
please.
£500 maximum for the cocktail party. The remainder, £250, that is in the budget for the fireworks, with an additional £250 for what Councillor Coles has just been. So they get £500 for the fireworks, and this year they get £500, which would be £1,000.
So would you like me to ask them to invoice us for £1,000?
No.
Because
you've got to do the food separately.
Right.
So fireworks, £500.
Invoice us for £500,
yeah.
Fireworks. And then £500 after the cocktail party.
I'll wait for them to contact you about that.
Whichever is greater.
But it usually is the thing.
Yeah, and then I'll ask them to put in a request for more in October with accounts.
If they want to request more, there's no guarantee where they have to back it up with their accounts. Everybody's
yeah.
going to have to give us copies of their accounts, otherwise it's enough.
And their
yeah.
accounts include their monies held at the bank in deposits as well, not just their current profit and loss.
Can I have a second of the Councillor's
proposal? And I'll approve that.
Thank you. Agreed. Got
there right, CCTV to discuss previous quotation and include revision to include the whole of the key. Update from Councillor Stamp.
Yes, I sent it out late, you won't have read it, but I've put the little update of the finances from the last time we did this. I've spoke to Spencer today and he's more than happy if this council agrees to continue with the original resolution, which we have got fixed reserves for. Of, I don't know if it's 25 grand or 20 grand in fixed reserves.
25.
Is it 25? But what I want to suggest is that they're going to come if council agrees, and we're going to walk round the whole thing again, because what the difficulty we've got is we don't own a lot of the stuff where the CCTV cameras are, so they're going to be on some people's private buildings, so this is a big piece of work. And also along the quay, Morden Council has some cameras on the quay, but we actually, they do have a couple of cameras on the quay.
Do they?
Yeah. I'm sure they do, because we looked at, I'm sure they do.
Down the park they do.
But I thought they did on the quay near the Doctor's Lane car park. Doctor's Lane toilets.
I'm not sure.
I think they do, but I'm not 100% certain.
I could be wrong, because it's an age since I walked the walk with them. But I'd like to actually ask them if the council would like to propose that we pursue the CCTV. We are seeing more an increase in antisocial behaviour. We are seeing that think more stuff's getting chucked in the river. We are seeing that dogs are walking on there and leaving their mess. And whether, you know, maybe it sounds silly, maybe the police won't prosecute, but it then gives us some evidence to see what time the people are walking to sort of build up a picture.
So you're proposing that we produce a schedule of where CCTV cameras should be?
Yeah, including the whole of the quay.
Including the whole of the quay, and
the high street,
and then subsequently get a costing.
Yeah, we did the high street up to Bar 3, because Bar 3 was, obviously there used to be issues at Bar 3, and the weeing down Coronation Road and the antisocial behaviour coming out of there. So we did actually put a camera so you could actually see what was going on.
As I understand it, the monitoring will be done by the community engagement team.
Yeah, it goes to Chelmsford. And we're also looking at Morden District Council giving us some subsidy
to give us some funding. When do you think we can actually have this?
They'll come next week or week, as soon as we agree it. We said maybe tomorrow we'll arrange them to come down.
I second Councillor Stone's proposal.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Right.
I mean, we don't have to agree the costs. It can come the next time it comes, but I think in essence we can approve the investigation of CCTV.
Would we at any point include the station?
It's got it.
Yeah, I know, but the point is
we won't be able to put them there because we don't really want them.
Although I think a lot of the antisocial behaviour takes place at kids at the station, we never report
it. That's British Transport Police who do that. There are cameras there.
Okay.
Sorry, you say it's Chelmsford that we're monitoring, Chelmsford?
Yes, all the cameras, when we've got all the spec, I've sent it in there, if you read it, all the cameras go back to Chelmsford.
Chelmsford Police?
I don't know if it's Chelmsford Police or Spencerville's with it.
Can you find out as well?
I think it's monitored at the CCTV.
Well, as part of the proposal, the monitoring will come, be described and delineated in the proposal.
Yeah. Okay. I can't remember if it is the police, Joe. I think
it goes to the police station, but I don't know if it's the police monitoring. I think it's
civilian employee. Okay, thank you. Well, that's a step forward. Public forums receive questions from the public and press and respond accordingly wherever practical. Failing which, an answer will be communicated to the question as soon as possible following the meeting. We have no members of the public here. The date of the next meeting is the 20th of September, 22, followed by the 18th of October, 15th of November and the 13th of December. Right, item 28, summer recess, delegation of authority, 20th of July to 5th of September, 22. To resolve that authority be dedicated to the town clerk to act in the absence of town council, committee and subcommittee meetings in consultation with the town mayor, deputy town mayor and such other town councillors as may be necessary in all matters except those specifically reserved by statute for determination by the town council. Can I have a proposal? Councillor Stan proposes.
No, I don't. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works, Mr Chairman. I'm going to propose, and it's never happened and I don't think we can do it. I don't want to suspend the subcommittee, the committee of the staffing committee, because I still think we need to meet.
I think that's a very valid point.
I think it's got a valid point there.
Yeah. So, by full council cannot meet, but the staffing committee and the minutes and everything needs to be produced throughout that period, because it's a never, when we go into private business, we can inform the rest of the councillors.
There's no reason why that, because we have our own destiny.
So you're proposing
that staffing committee.
With the exception that
of the staffing committee.
This paragraph applies with the exception of the staffing committee.
Simple as that. Thank you.
As proposed by Councillor Stout, do we have a second? All those in favour?
Agree.
Thank you. Exclusion of the public and press, by which I think we shut the door and close the window.
Yeah.
Resolved that by virtue of the provisions of section 1, brackets 2 of the Public Councils, Public Bodies, Admissions and Meetings Act 1960, the public be excluded during the discussion of the following business on the grounds of the public being prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business to be transacted. Do I have a proposer?
Proposed.
Seconded. Agreed by all present, and the recording is currently being stopped.